They've done something on cracked.com. What they've done is they've said, these are the raunchiest jokes ever in movie and TV history. I mean, the raunchiest, and a lot of them are visual. For instance, one of them is, this is raunchy, the American Pie scene where he sleeps with the dessert.
Oh, the kitchen scene.
The kitchen scene, yeah. And the... they also put honorable mention where the girl goes this one time at band camp, and then she says,
"Oh yeah, 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 the flute."
Yeah, it's really raunchy. Another is in Ghostbusters when Dan Aykroyd receives a blowy from a ghost. Remember that scene?
Big time. As a kid, I had no clue what was going on.
Me neither. It seemed unnecessary.
Yeah,
I barely knew. I was 12.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, I see. I get this a little bit.
I've only seen Ghostbusters once. Mm-hmm. I know Biggie just rewatched the entire body, the entire series.
Yeah.
Did you watch the girl version?
No, I don't even count that one. And I don't think real Ghostbusters fans do either.
It's not part of the canon.
It's a little sexist, isn't it?
No, because it's a terrible movie. I mean, it's horrendously bad.
It's a little bit sexist.
No, it's not. It's a horrible, horrible movie that should have never been made.
But you haven't
but
seen
you
it.
Said if it. But
I've seen it once. Oh, I saw it in the theater and walked away just thinking, how could we do this to Ghostbusters?
Mm. It's great.
Yeah. Now, the third, the one I count, Skip the Girl, the one they put out maybe 5 years ago, really well done.
You liked it.
I like that. Paul Rudd's in that. The one they put out last year called Frozen Empire, trash.
Who are the girl Ghostbusters? Melissa McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy's one.
Now, her, you'll know this then, raunchy scene with Melissa McCarthy.
Bridesmaids.
Yeah, the diarrhea scene in Bridesmaids. So that's what they're talking about here.
She doesn't have the diarrhea.
What she's is she?
All of them do.
Yeah, they're on the plane with diarrhea. Aren't they?
Yeah, no, it's the
bridal shop.
The bridal dressing.
Because Melissa McCarthy's like climbing up.
You're
on
right.
The
she's in the ladies' room. The bride is in the street over a manhole.
Yeah,
I forgot.
That's right. That's that huge diarrhea.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the raunchiest scene of all time? And it's it's a very funny scene and it's visual. I'll just say that. Okay, and
is it a movie we've all seen?
Yeah, I think so. I know Chris Dempsey. I'm pretty positive you have as well. It's a great visual joke, and it plays a big part in the movie, and it is raunchy. I mean, there's no doubt. It's like when they did it, it's just like, oh my god.
If you say the movie, will we know the scene instantly?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you.
You want to give us the decade?
Yeah.
The picture was released?
Late 90s. I'd say 98. 97, 98, something like that.
Something about Mary?
Yes.
That's it. Hair gel.
The hair gel scene is
there. Good work, Biggie.
That is a great scene, isn't it?
It is, and I don't even consider it that raunchy.
And the theater just fell apart.
God. Oh, absolutely. But when I think of raunch, I think of something. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's dirty.
The ear.
But it's almost such a funny way it's done. And then the hair later.
I didn't think they could show that on screen. You know,
I'm sure they had to figure out a way.
I mean, they
have it hanging off his ear.
It's hanging off his ear. And she grabs it, of course.
Is that
hair gel?
Is that hair gel?
It is. I don't know who thought of that. If that's a Ben Stiller or
the Farrellys.
That was an incredible idea. That, you know, he's cleaning the pipes before the date, and we know what happens there. Mm-hmm. And then later, I always thought, you know, do guys do that? Do they clean the pipes before a date?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I think you're right. And who's the actor there? Chris
Elliott is the buddy.
He delivers it, yeah. Mm-hmm. The other ones are...
You know, I still think of him telling him that.
Exactly.
Anytime I would get ready to go on a date, him being like, hey, man, make sure you do that before...
Clean the pipes.
Yeah.
Does that need to say, like, 10 different ways? I haven't seen the movie in forever.
I think he just always...
Please tell me you blank the blank.
I think it's just the pipes.
Just once?
Yeah, I think he said, so you ready for your date? They're at a bar. And he's like, yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to wear this.
I thought he said it in multiple ways. Maybe I'm
wrong. He might have.
Maybe I'm mixing up movies.
Well, I've only seen that a couple of times. I like it a lot. There's parts of it I think are not you could take out. But anyway, he says, please tell me you clean the pipes. And Ben Stiller's like, what are you talking about? He's like, you've got to clean the pipes. And then he explains what it is. And then every date after that, I would think to myself, should I
Just in case.
Just in case, but I didn't do that. But that is something I think guys probably since seeing that movie have done. I mean,
well, they didn't invent it, I guarantee it,
probably,
either.
Probably it was done beforehand, too. The others are, this is the raunchiest jokes in movies and TV history. Now, I don't know this movie, Dumb and Dumber, Harry's Toilet Mishap. You know the scene I'm talking about? I don't know it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Legendary scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, you can get that still of him on the toilet framed.
What is it exactly?
He's given, they're both going after the same woman, Harry and Lloyd.
Yeah.
And one slips him, the other one slips in a little diarrhea. You know, what causes diarrhea?
A laxative?
Laxative.
Yeah.
Into his drink, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. And right as he's getting ready to go on the date.
Oh, I see.
And it just, yeah. And there's but the famous scene is him on the toilet. I mean, there's a side view of him where he's lifting his legs up in the air. Just,
yes.
He's almost airborne.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's a meme. You see it in memes.
I have
yeah.
seen that. That Jeff Daniels has said in interviews that Clint Eastwood told him that exact same situation happened to me in real life. Eastwood.